To cultivate a more devotional approach to relationship with, I guess, it seems to be not something that's on my mind a lot, is a devotional attitude. So I suppose it is something that could, I suppose it'll come natural as to some degree. It'll just come, but also it might be a good thing to cultivate it. Also, I was thinking I should read that book, I noticed I didn't really know about it's about somebody's years or time. There's a book, their time with Ramakant Maharaj. You probably have read that, I would imagine.
More important than that would be actually reading or even going on YouTube and listening to Sri Ramakant Maharaj. But for devotion in the morning, I've spoken about before on Kindle, which is very simple. You can take it with you anywhere. And I have like Selfless Self, I have Ultimate Truth, I have Master of Self-Realization, I have like all the Nisargadatta Maharaj books. I have illusion versus reality, and then a bunch of little like AA morning readings. And I just read a little bit of each one of those, a Das Bodh, a little bit of that. And you're in touch with your selfless self. To read about somebody else's experience, this is like, come on now. Have your own experience. Who cares about what somebody else's experience is having? Somebody wrote a book about their experiences of doing something, and now you're going to read this and think that it's going to have some benefit, but it's just not. That's why even there are some Nisargadatta Maharaj books out there who are like, My Time with Nisargadatta. But Nisargadatta Maharaj himself said, My life doesn't matter. Don't read about my biography and about how I did this and how I did that. No. What I'm speaking about is most important. Be with your selfless self. Accept your selfless self. No God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. You've read the books, and if you want to be in devotion, like I said, read in the morning. I went because now I have to go into work 2 days a week into DC. I get on the metro and I start put the bhajans in, morning bhajan, and listen to those while I read through, at least 12 different books, little snippets of each one. Before you know it, the metro is on my stop. I'm into work, and then I begin my day. And at work, I have at my desk, I have a picture of Maharaj. It says, be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you. Because I had that before I went to go see Maharaj, I was having a lot of trouble at work. And so I started putting these little sayings around from Selfless Self and before I even started seeing Maharaj. Then when I saw Maharaj and came back, I have my picture of me with him on my desk. So that's constantly keeping in touch. But even that is within the illusion. Like if I sit there, when I bow to Maharaj, I know I'm bowing to selfless self, the presence. And when I see the picture of myself seated at the feet of Maharaj, it's just a reminder that you are at the seat. You are selfless self. Remove the body from the master, remove the body from the devotee. Both are one, both are formless, and you are that. But reading about somebody else's experiences, you do you. But,
Well, I don't know what the book's like, or I just saw that it existed, and somebody beneath the book said it, they, enjoyed it or whatever.
okay, read it for enjoyment, like you would read a Grisham novel or something like that. But don't read it to try and get something out of it.
John, can I ask you something?
Yes.
You said in the morning you read little bit of so many all the books. Even if you don't read, I think you're always there with yourself. Am I right? You're established.
Yes, that this is just it's
It's
like
a
I won't say,
devotion,
oh,
devotion.
it's because devotion has just become a part of my life, like
Correct,
all
correct.
the time. Maharaj is here, at least 5, 6 times a day. Sometimes I'll watch TV, pause the TV to go to the bathroom, walk over here, and bow to Maharaj. And I'll be sitting here and I enjoy the view. I'm on the 10th floor of this beautiful place. And I, oh, thank you, Master. And, I really like this. There's like a liquid water enhancer that tastes so delicious. Oh, thank you, Master. This is great. A good lunch, a nice parking spot. I mean, it's a constant just.
Gratitude and devotion.
Yeah, there's but there's not even a cognitive process. It's just like, thank you, Master. Thank you,
God,
Master. Thank you, Master. And the readings are, that's just, I don't know. It was even in the morning, I turned off, like, because I like to listen to like extremely hardcore rap music when I'm driving around. But when I've been going into the office, I turn that off. I just go in and I'm listening to mantra as I'm driving. And then I have no experience of a commute. It's just like, okay, well, the mantra, and here we are. And then I get out my phone and I start my daily readings. I put my headphones on, I start listening to the bhajans. And there are certain prayers and stuff that I do from the very beginning before seeing Maharaj, just to reinforce.
Correct. Yes.
Like I'll say the St. Francis prayer. I'll read the St. Francis prayer.
Yes.
These are things that are just, it's just devotion,
Yes.
listening to the bhajans and
Yes.
constantly in
Yes.
touch with that selfless self.
Correct.
And part of my prayer is pause and you like use the body form to feel this presence that you are and remain here for a moment. And things like this, and the bhajans, and yeah, at lunchtime I go and either have cafeteria or bring my lunch, listen to the bhajans. Actually, I have Maharaj, I watched the video of him in Nashik Ashram doing the afternoon bhajan and
Yes.
singing, and then how the devotees come and they do the prasad and all of that. And I'm watching that. In the evening time, I don't. In the evening time, I'm because I used to, long time ago, I would also listen to bhajans in the car in the evening and all that. Now I listen to the hard rap music at the end of the day just to, I
Okay.
don't know, but
It's nice. It's enjoying whatever it is, you know.
exactly.
No restrictions, like.
That's the thing. Before going to see Maharaj, I had cut out all rap music because I thought, no. I only want spiritual music. I'm going to listen to the bhajans. I'm going to do this. But this again was egoistic devotion because I specifically wanted to cut out things that I thought weren't spiritual, which everything is spiritual because you are that and the entire world is projected on your presence. So now it's a mixture of whatever, I have my hardcore rap music, but I also listen to the bhajan and I watch Maharaj's video and
Yes,
New
beautiful.
Year's Eve. Now, this is something that I would say, you could say I take the sense of doership to do this because I'm continuously doing it. Every New Year's Eve, I go to the website and I click on the playlist. And throughout the entire evening, I'm like in a meditative and sometimes in a sleepy state, but I go through all Maharaj's videos, all from New Year's Eve into New Year's Day and up to the middle of the day. And that has been now a routine since 2015 after seeing Maharaj. So I would say now, if somebody suddenly said, "Oh, John, you can't do that anymore," or my TV went out because of a lightning storm or such a thing, it's not going to be like, "Oh my God, oh no, I'm going to have a bad year because I didn't be with
Got
Maharaj throughout all New Year's
it.
Eve and New Year's." But it's just something that I,
Yes.
that I do. And Keith,
Yes.
when you're mentioning devotion, these are the things:
Yes. Yes.
bhajan, reading the master's words, watching the master's
Yes.
videos.
Yes.
Because just listening to Maharaj, he's constantly pointing you, selfless self, selfless self, selfless self. In so many words, with so many stories, selfless self, being with yourself, spending time with you. And again, like he would say, there's no restriction. If you desire to read about somebody else's journey, okay, that's fine. It would be nicer to have your own experience that you can then like fully grasp.
Those videos you watch, are those on dark this site, the Darkshina?
Well, no, that's the, I mean, you go to youtube.com. Actually, I guess you can get there. If you just Google or on YouTube, you can ask for Maharaj videos. But the YouTube channel that you watch these talks, it's filled with Maharaj. Like it's got Ramakant Maharaj, the USA journey. It has it all in the like a lot of times going out. Alex, when he was recording, he has Russia and then they like translate. So I'll take those videos, chop them up, and put captions and such. So yeah, if you go to, it's going to sound egoistic, but youtube.com/John Richards, and it will have just hundreds, and that's not an exaggeration, hundreds of Maharaj's videos. If you also can go to Ramakant Maharaj dot US, that has just a ton of videos, plus it has all the when the captions are there, it has the words like from what Maharaj is saying and all of that, that you can either follow along, or if you don't feel like watching the video, you can just read the script. And those videos are what kind of put together and created Ultimate Truth. A lot of those videos, because they were the ones that were done at Ranjit Ashram. For a long time, you used to be able to go to Mixlr, and on Mixlr, it had recordings of all Maharaj's talks, and then it had all the transcripts that devotees had like passed around and put together, which later became Ultimate Truth, some of the parts of it. But those videos, if you go to ramakantmaharaj.us, it has that. And Maharaj asked specifically that that website be created when he was here in the USA. He said, I want a website that has the USA talks and that has other future talks and is devoted completely to spreading the message. And so this happened. And he actually, at one time, he had envisioned that people would comment and talk and have a blog, but that never really worked out because nobody really ever commented or made blogs. We got a lot of spam, but that was it. So,
Just out of curiosity, what's one of your favorite rap artists? I don't listen to much rap, but
oh my goodness, I like Big Walk Dog. I like T.I. I like Game. I like Jeezy. I like, oh, the guy that was in the oh, now I can't remember his name. But anyway, I like a lot. It's hard rap. And I listen to it extremely loudly. Like you would think I was like a teenager when I'm driving around in my car with my rap music on.
More extreme than I am with some of the stuff I listen to.
But it doesn't bother the eardrum, John, that
No,
loud.
no, no,
No.
no. I mean, it's not that loud. It's loud.
Okay.
Like it booms the bass and all that. I
Okay.
like doing that. I mean, it could
Okay.
be irritating. Like if I go in a parking garage or something like that, I'll turn it down. But
Okay.
and you wouldn't think like, oh, this guy came to Maharaj and bows to the master and all that when he's driving around with the rap music blaring. But see, that's the whole point.
Beauty of it. You don't know who what is.
That's the whole point is be simple, be normal, be
Yes,
humble, be
yes,
always with
yes.
you.
Yes.
Spirituality is just to know yourself in a real sense. It doesn't mean you have
Correct.
to be a saintly guy doing, walking around Arunachala or feeding goats and sheep or anything like this. No. Because you right now are the formless reality. just a little bit mistake of, oh, I'm a formless reality and I think I'm holding this body, and then I get involved with the idea that I might be a body. But when you know yourself in a real sense, whether the body's here or not, you are. Whether the sense of presence is here or not, you are. You are that. Even the guys in the prisons, life sentences, all that kind of stuff, you are that. That's why I think it was Maharaj who said, you're the executioner, and you're the one on trial, and you're the jury. Like, this is the reality. When you know yourself in a real sense, you definitely won't want to try to see what others' experiences are. Even when you read the books, there's a recognition in the projection. There's a feeling. You feel this sense of presence through the books. As Maharaj would say, you're reading
Yes.
the reader. Oh, so that I am that. This is my story. Nisargadatta Maharaj used to tell people, when you read the Gita, don't read it like there's like big, read it
Krishna.
from the position of Krishna.
Yes.
What Krishna is saying is he's saying, as you are.
Yeah.
Don't read it like, oh, this guy I put on this mountain somewhere. And just like Jesus, he wasn't saying, hey, like, hey, I'm like this great guy and this and that. He said, just like I am, you are. And the things that I do, you'll do greater than I, because you are I. We all are. We all are I. I is everything and everyone. It has no individuality whatsoever. It cannot be born and it cannot die. Forms are created and destroyed, and they're dead. Formless nothing animated by the sense of presence. And there's a mistaken identity. Oh, I'm this. And you can see this when you lay down at sleep at night. When you're sleeping at night, you immediately identify with a dream character and then have the perspective of the dream and have others based on this dream character that you're believing yourself to be, which is spontaneous. You don't sit there and say, okay, I'm dreaming now. Let me pick a body so that I can enjoy my dream. No, it's spontaneous. It's just, oh, and you don't realize you're dreaming. You just take a body and start activity. But it's not true. And you know, when you wake up, you didn't take a body. All the activities in the dream were absolutely untrue because they created formlessly and created form within the formlessness. And you believe for a time that you were actively doing things. And when you know yourself in a real sense, oh, for a time I believed that I was creating a form, actively doing things, and having this experience called living a life. When you know yourself in a real sense, okay, this is nice, just like the dream. No need to stop it or try to egoistically say, you know, oh, I'm not going to participate. Like tonight, you go to sleep. And as soon as you wake in your dream, you say, I am not going to do anything in this dream because it's just a dream. No. The same here. You do your job, do your duties, enjoy your life. But just know that it is a role, a very nice role. You play it to the best of your ability. You don't get too attached to it. A doctor comes and says, oh, John, I'm sorry, you only have 6 months to live. Well, no, the body has 6 months to live. I'm formless, eternal. And even eternal is just a concept came along with the body because there's no time. To have time, you have to have an object in space to measure time. But the space, you are more subtle than this space in which these objects are appearing and disappearing. But don't concern yourself with others. Have your own experience. Write about your own experience if you like. I don't know. But have your own experience with yourself. Because even I've spoken about the stories before about India and all this sort of stuff and all the things, but you, the you that you are, you need to get in touch with yourself and allow this concept of Keith to slowly, silently, and permanently dissolve. And that doesn't mean that Keith's life is over, because you will still live Keith's life as you are right now, just without the burden of living Keith's life. You're
Well,
putting an extra burden on yourself.
less resistance and ideas of this and that and all that.
Yeah, I think it was either Sri Siddhar Mishra Maharaj or Nisargadatta Maharaj who said, "You're carrying a dead body around with you." You know, all the time. It's like, oh, before I go out, I have to take this dead body and drag it along because it's so important. And that's what you're doing through conceptually kind of anchoring yourself to this Keith that you are not.
And you don't even realize you're doing it half most of the time.
Correct. Well, except you become restless and
Yeah.
irritable, and you identify with a thought stream of, oh no, these terrible things are happening, and my
Then you
life is
want,
so bad.
conditions to change and
Exactly. Or worse, you say, oh my God, everything, I'm on top of the world. Everything's wonderful. I can't fail. There's no way I can lose. Uh-oh. Now I'm in a dump because you're flowing along with this mind flow. Rather than just when you're spontaneously, basically, it's like spontaneous acceptance, and not even that. It's just scenes. Scenes are appearing and disappearing before you. The same as this thing says we have 10 more minutes. This screen is just gonna, boom, this scene will be done. And then you go on to the next scene. And there's another scene and another scene and another scene. There's no need to prepare for the scene. The scene spontaneously arises. Now, of course, you prepare, like if you have something to do tomorrow. Like tomorrow, for instance, I have to, for my group, I have to pick up a turkey, a prime rib, and a ham, and then distribute it to the people who are going to cook those things for our Thanksgiving on Thursday. That's a plan, but you don't need you. It's going to be up, oh, be at Harris Teeter at 3:30. Collect the stuff. Get in the car, distribute the stuff. Show up on Thursday, eat the stuff. That's it. There doesn't need to be a you to do any of that. Other than when the lady says, John Richards, you say, oh, yes, that's me, and then pick up your stuff. But whether there's a long line or a short line, whether the cashier is rude to you and nice to you, no, because you are not, no place to hang your hat. There's no hook. Somebody butts in front of you, that's your own self. Okay, you do you. You don't have to sit there and worry about the mind saying, oh my God, we're never going to get out of this place. We're going to miss this and miss that. The most beautiful thing is watching GPS being stuck in traffic. Because the GPS will say, okay, you're going to be 30 minutes to your destination. Then all of a sudden there's traffic. And the mind immediately is like, oh, we're not going to get there. We're going to be late. But the GPS doesn't move. The reality is, you're just going to flow through if you sit there and create an experience and an experiencer and a thinker, thinking thoughts, and then pressurize the body with the flow of thoughts of being late. But you're not late. So it's absolutely illusion. Relax, take it easy, don't struggle, be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you. And with Thanksgiving coming up in America, if you're celebrating Thanksgiving, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. That's why devotion after liberation is so important. You know, if you're just like, I think it there was a story about someone who wanted devotion after liberation, and they said, "Oh no, this is too much to ask. Because I can give you everything. I can give you liberation and all of that." And the person, or the it was some saint, I think, that said, "No, I don't want liberation unless I can still have devotion."
Correct. Yes, there's a story.
Yeah,
Beautiful.
I read that.
Devotion
Devotion. It was in
comes with
Siddhartha.
surrender, true
Yes.
surrender.
It
I think
comes
that was.
naturally, spontaneously, and it becomes your life.
Yes.
So, in answering your question about increasing devotion, the simple little things, when you park your car, you get a good spot. Thank you, Master.
Yes.
Something nice happens. Thank you, Master. Something not great happens. Master, please help me with this. Constantly. I think it was Saint Francis who said, pray ceaselessly. Pray ceaselessly is
Yes.
continuously bringing your conscious contact, your presence, your selfless
Yes.
self-devotion.
Yes.
This is definitely needed. It's, I know going to India, my devotion had just, it was like a ball of fire that was in me. I wanted to surrender to Sri Ramakant Maharaj first. Thanking Sri Ramakant Maharaj for bringing me to the program and getting me off the drugs and alcohol and all the crazy stuff, and then to surrender whatever was left.
Yes.
Because now I know this is the reality, and I wish to surrender everything to that power greater than me through the form of Sri Ramakant Maharaj, felt as the sense of presence.
Yes.
And if you say, oh, well, I don't have that burning or whatever, then you ask Master, Master, I wish to be one with you. You know, in the old days, way before Sri Ramakant Maharaj, when I listened to Munji had a very nice thing that I wrote down and I said every morning about remove me, remove my ego and replace me with you. And I would read that. Like, there becomes a spontaneous devotion that wells up within you.
Yes.
You're a seeker, basically. Within the illusion, I'm not saying because you're not really a seeker, but the object of seeking appears spontaneously within you. And then the seeker understands that you're seeking what you are. You go to a master, and the master says, no. The seeking. It was internal, it moved you, and now you are what you are seeking. Knock, knock on the door opens. Seek and you will find. And even for a time, if you want to know the sense of presence as God or as your sense of a higher power or whatever, that's okay. Then worship with that, and
Yes.
eventually that will become in your experience.
Yes.
So, and Keith, especially because you've spoken before about also being in the similar program, dive deep into that. Dive deep into that.
Well, I don't really go there anymore, but
Okay. Well, I'm just saying
that, yeah.
that whole, at least in my experience, that whole thing leads you
But I still,
to basically find this sense of presence. And then you surrender to it. has a power greater than yourself until it then manifests in your experience. Now you've read the books, you've read Nisargadatta Maharaj, you've read Sri Siddharameshwara Maharaj, you know the reality. Now you have to experience the reality directly. And then that selfless self-devotion comes.
How'd you
Like, do you
keep
have a picture of Maharaj in your house?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I do keep some connection to AA in the fact that
Oh, let's not say, because we're not supposed to have any. I have to be very careful about that because it's like this is kind of a public forum and you're not supposed to have any public
anyway,
identification
I thank the
of
Lord
that.
for my sobriety every day,
Yes.
Very, very, very appreciative of that.
And it's nice too that you ask about devotion coming up on Thanksgiving. You're in America, correct,
Yeah.
Keith?
Yes, yeah.
So you're going to be having a Thanksgiving.
Cleveland, Ohio.
There you go.
Well, there was also a book, I don't know if you ever read it, if it's worth reading. Ramakant suggested this lady write it called Who Am I? Do you know what book that I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's Ann Shaw. Yeah.
Maybe worth reading,
I don't
huh?
know. I don't know. Maybe I don't. This is a
Generous, I don't
difficult
know.
position. I don't really want to say anything about that
Yeah.
because it's like kind of a.